Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. And I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you could subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or, as always, download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this Press This, we're really excited to bring you how Google is helping to make WordPress core faster. And joining us for that conversation is someone at the tip of that spear. I'd like to welcome to Press This, from Google, Mr. Thierry Mueller. Thierry, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here. You know, I've gotten to know you here and there on your various special missions and open source and WordPress over the years. Have you actually ever been on the show, Thierry?
I haven't, as far as I can remember.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, really glad to have you here. And you're joining us today from Switzerland, right?
Absolutely. Zurich.
Fantastic. Zurich is on my list of places to go. I have not been yet. I have a few friends from Zurich, but I've yet to go. It's definitely high on my list of places. In any case, we're here today to talk about, though, is Thierry's view really around the new feature plugin Performance Lab, which he's working on, and how it can be a pathway to making WordPress core faster. And so Thierry is going to share a little bit about how these features make their way into core, what performance features they're testing now, and what performance features they're considering for the future, and also, most importantly, how you can help. All right, Thierry, well, let's kick it off with the questions. I'm going to ask you the same question I ask every guest. Can you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story? When was the first time you used WordPress?
Yeah, it's actually a good question. And it's a little bit ironic because I originally came from Joomla. And there is, or at least there was, a thing which was called WordPress for Joomla. And as its name suggests, it integrates WordPress in Joomla, typically used for like the blog part of Joomla sites. And at the time, I was developing on Joomla. And you know, as I dig deeper into WordPress, I kind of fell in love with it. And didn't divorce it ever since, despite some typical marriage life compromises. Yeah, ever since then, I kind of moved on to WordPress, no longer developing on Joomla much. And that's how the story started.
Excellent. When was that? Do you recall roughly the year?
2008, I believe.
All right, good deal. So right before custom post types and Metafield. So you're right before that revolution. Do you remember that happening? Or was that a big deal for you when it rolled out?
Actually, it was a big deal because at the time, I would say that WordPress was very, very blog centric. And for that specific reason, you know, it was one of the reasons why I was using Joomla. And, you know, when that was a huge change, which made, you know, building more enhanced website on WordPress possible and easier. So definitely remember these days.
Yeah, I was a Drupal convert back in those days, and I converted around 2010 or a little bit after that, actually, right in the late part of it, I guess. And it was CPTs ultimately that, you know, made that more possible. I have a special place in my heart for Joomla and Drupal. I'm not one of those like versus type people. I'm like, it's all open source, it's all good. But that's cool to hear about your origin story there with Joomla. So next question, could you briefly tell me about Google, ha ha ha, and what you do there?
Yeah, sure. Well, Google, I'm sure many people would be familiar with Google. It's a big company. It's still true to its mission to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. You know, part of this mission, Google is typically broken down into various product areas. I am sitting between a product area, which is the web platform, Google Chrome, essentially, and the other product area, which is Google Search. And ultimately, my team's mission is to, you know, bring web CMS or web capabilities and CMS in general forward, ultimately aiming to help site owners, creators, developers, and you name it, to be successful on the open web and making the open web in general continuing to strive. And that, for instance, through improving performance in WordPress, considering, you know, the large footprint that WordPress has on the web, it's one of like the core focus at the moment for myself and my team.
That is such an excellent rundown. And it's so interesting to hear how easily the work you're doing on the Performance Lab plugin and making WordPress faster ladders up into Google's original mission of organizing the world's information and making it more accessible. Obviously, performance plays a big role in that. And the open web plays a big role in that. And of course, WordPress is a huge part of the open web. All right, cool. Absolutely. Let's get in. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, absolutely. I mean, it's for people to get easy access to information. It's very important. User experience in general is very important, right? Being able to serve this information so that they consume in the most optimal way possible. We can see how performance, you know, relates to kind of like this top mission. And it's a key part of the open web to continue striving.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely could see people thinking like, why would Google care if WordPress is faster? But it's really kind of intricately tied to the notion of the open web. It's very interesting. All right, well, let's get into the plugin itself. Could you let folks know what the Performance Lab plugin is, what its mission, and what its role as a feature plugin with WordPress Core is? I think some folks listening might not even know what a feature plugin is, but could you let us know a little bit about the Performance Lab plugin?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So initially, when we kickstarted this WordPress performance initiative, we defined some focus area, specifically based on some analysis of what are the biggest offenders in WordPress, what is hurting WordPress performance. And then we came up with like a list of priorities we want to work on, and you know, some features which are important for WordPress Core. And then, you know, when we discussed about developing these features, testing these features, typically in WordPress, for some of the major features, it comes as a feature plugin, which is a temporary plugin for people to test a feature which will eventually land in WordPress Core. And because we had a long list of priorities, we didn't want to develop 10 feature plugins, right? And that's how we started to discuss about having one plugin, Performance Lab, with a collection of performance enhancements which are aimed at landing in WordPress Core. The idea is that, you know, like I said, instead of having many plugins, there's one place where people can go and test the modules. It's very easy to enable, disable a module, and then provide feedback and help really to help testing this feature to ultimately landing in WordPress Core.
Okay, so the idea fundamentally is you want to make WordPress Core faster. So you're not necessarily worried about like plugins that are dragging down a site. You're really focusing on Core. And similar to the Gutenberg feature plugin, where block editor features are staged before they make it into Core, Performance Lab is also a bit of a staging environment where things can be tested and then through the Core adoption process, potentially be later rolled in, but you're testing. So some things aren't going to work out. And so you've looked at the areas that are the biggest offenders, and you've started to lay out a roadmap where you can do that within this one feature plugin. And so now I'm thinking like, and I've researched this ahead of time, but I want to kind of unpack this for the audience. I want to learn a little bit more about who's working on this project. And then of course, what features are you testing first? And then what features do you feel like you're going to consider for the future? And we're going to cover that after our first break, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at clevertap.com. That's clevertap.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of our episode talking about how Google is helping to make WordPress core faster. We're interviewing Thierry Mueller for that. Thierry, right before the break, you were telling us a little bit about the role of the Performance Lab feature plugin, how you developed it around a roadmap of performance features, and you wanted kind of a single place to test them. I think that's very sound. You're the lead for the plugin, if I'm not mistaken. Who else is working on it, or what does the contributor makeup look like today?
It's a very good question. Well, first of all, let me start by saying that ever since we wrote this proposal about creating a performance, a WordPress performance group to focus on performance, the community answer has been overwhelming. It has been embraced by so many people. And with that, we saw many contributors joining, for example, first and every weekly chat. I think the Slack channel right now has about 350 people who joined the Slack channel.
What is the Slack channel for those that are on WordPress.org Slack and would like to join?
It's on Make WordPress Slack, and do we say channels or environment?
Channels.
I'm not sure. Channels.
Yeah.
And then it's hashtag performance for the Slack.
Thank you. And make sure to get some contributors in there for you.
Yeah, sure. At the moment, I think there's 350 people who joined the channel. We're having our weekly chat on Tuesday. And it's been great to see so many contributors joining. These contributors are, you know, from like invested companies who are very invested in the WordPress community, you know, Yoast, Platform SH, of course, WP Engine, GoDaddy, 10up, XWP, Google, and you name it. There's other companies, of course, who have contributors dedicated some of their time to performance, and then also some independent contributors who are dedicated some of their own time to participate. In the lead group, as mentioned, myself, I've been involved from the beginning with this proposal. Some other people in my team, Felix, Adam Silverstein, are also very involved. There is a few people from XWP, Johnny, Paul, and you know, there's a long list of names.
350 names, yeah.
Please forgive me if I forget.
No, that was fantastic. So it sounds like you have a nice little community of contributors you've already kind of built up around it. That's amazing.
Yeah, the momentum has been great so far. But of course, you know, we always need more contributors, and we can do more with more people. It's very inclusive, you know, and maybe we'll speak about how to contribute a little bit later, and I'll give some more details.
Oh, let's do it now, Thierry. Let's do it now, like early in the podcast, just in case somebody gets busy, has to go away, and they're like, I want to know right now. Let's just do that question right this second. How can people support your efforts in general? How do they contribute?
There's a ton of ways to contribute. I mean, there's this kind of sometimes perception in WordPress that, you know, if one is not a developer, there's no really any area to contribute to. That's not true, at least not for the performance effort. We have a lot of ways that people can help. For I would say for developers specifically, of course, the code base. But then, you know, I'm giving you a few examples, but there are people who are helping with their weekly chat, coordinating the web weekly chat. Then there's some stuff that's done at WordCamps. And, you know, there's many, many areas to contribute. One specific area, you know, for hosting companies or for others is to help, you know, growing the user base of the Performance Lab, not, you know, to millions, but to, like, for example, would be great to have like 50,000 of sites actively testing the Performance Lab. So, you know, from that perspective, contributing by helping growing this user base is a great area to help with.
I have a suggestion on that point, Thierry. I think, yes, like, number one, this podcast right now, this episode right here, hopefully is going to help you get some more users. And for those listening, share this podcast with someone else and help them learn about Performance Lab plugin. And maybe that'll help also get you some more users, Thierry.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be great. Ultimately, you know, the more we have sites testing the features, the more it's going to help to, you know, eventually merge it into WordPress core and see all WordPress sites seeing some performance benefits. So the help will go a long way. And then for those who are interested to contribute, you know, either by joining the weekly chat, it's a good starting point. Of course, I am more than happy to have people pinging me directly. I'm sure that it's the same for other leads on the project, Felix, Adam, people at XWP, WP Engine, and so forth. So yeah, feel free to just join and ping us, and we'll guide you through the process.
Nice. And you have Felix in there. So, like, now I'm definitely going to go check it out and join. he's such a great person. I think he's been on the show before, if I'm not mistaken. Cool. So let's shift into what you're testing. What are you testing today? Like, what performance features are in Performance Lab plugin that you're trying to get a beat on?
So at the moment, so based on our analysis, there are a few big offenders. What we're currently mostly developing or focusing on at the moment is image optimization and object caching. I'll focus quite a bit on the image at the moment, because that is definitely one of the biggest offender and quite a complex area that there's a lot to work on. So more specifically in the images, the lack of usage of modern images or modern format specifically is what, you know, affects performance quite a bit. And also another area is like the excessive image sizes being used. And we know WordPress is not necessarily the best to handle image sizes. And so this is something that we focus on a lot. And, you know, as part of this work, the WebP for modern format, the WebP integration module is already ready for testing. We had already feedback from the community with some concerns about storage, about compatibility. And so we are working through, we're working on addressing this concern and working through further analysis. So this is kind of like the first things that we're testing. Does that answer your question, David?
It does, yeah. So image optimization is obviously fertile ground. You know, the WebP thing was really interesting. I can attest to the contributors listening to the feedback. I remember I got an email and I didn't even realize y'all were testing with WebP, but I got a random email from a theme developer that said, did you see this? What about this? And I was like, go respond to Thierry's post on it, because he's asking for comments. Like, I'm glad to hear about it, but like, tell Thierry and the team. And it was great to see y'all listen there. And I'm not sure if it was that one person's feedback, or obviously probably many, but I think people often like will, you know, tweet about something or email a friend, and it's like, wait a minute, just give that to the people working on it. But it is interesting, the debate around WebP. I don't think we need to necessarily unpack that here, but I definitely see why you're leaning in on image optimization kind of in your first stint. Now, you also mentioned object caching, and I'm guessing your list of areas to optimize is probably longer than two. Kind of curious what's in the roadmap ahead, but we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of making WordPress faster with Google, interviewing Thierry Mueller. Thierry, right before the break, you told us about how you're focusing on image optimization with WebP first in the testing or performance features you're testing. You also mentioned object caching. What else is on the roadmap, or is there something really interesting about object caching you'd like to unpack?
For object caching, contributors, namely Johnny Harris, has been doing a lot of work on that. And this effort goes from fixing low-hanging fruits to, you know, improving object caching in general, or caching in general. Typically in 6.0, there was announcements for sites with large user counts. And I think that XWP wrote a post about the kind of before and after performance metrics. So make sure to check it out. And I think in the future, it's the roadmap ahead is very similar to the work that has already been done. So there's a lot that can be done, and a lot of things that has been kind of left aside. And Johnny Harris and other contributors are trying to address this.
So object caching is the next big thing that you're testing. Do you have, like, I know it's always hard to put time frames on things, but when should people like keep an eye out in terms of like looking out for like participating and testing and providing feedback?
So the best way to keep an eye on that is to follow the weekly chat summary. I think it's the tag on Make WordPress blog is #performance. And so we essentially call out when we need testing. So when a new module is added, or when an announcement was made to an existing one, then we obviously ask for people for testing, and also just by updating to the latest version of the Performance Lab plugin. Of course, the latest versions, or when a release is deployed, then that usually includes things for testing.
Oh, I really like that suggestion. It's like, just install it, you'll see the update notices. That's really cool. So in the channel, when you announce a new version to test, are you at hearing it or at channeling it for people that aren't going to be like camping out in the channel all the time?
No, we don't, but it's a really good suggestion.
Yeah, I think they do that the core channel and other meeting groups. So I don't know, maybe that'll be helpful. I'll keep an eye out for it.
That's great. I will tell Bethany.
I like it.
So it's been a superstar. Leading the weekly chat. So
awesome. So as I think of WordPress performance, like, you know, at its root, and people are able to kind of optimize on top of it and, you know, make it really performant in a lot of cases. I mean, obviously I work for WP Engine, and that's like our whole job is to make those things performant. And of course, with software that interacts, there's always more you can do, you know, to try to gain on that performance. And, you know, the biggest quote offender relative to performance gains seems to be, you know, the use of plugins, and there's things that individual plugin owners can do to make that better. But I'm just curious if y'all had considered tackling the other side of it, which is the maybe the careless build side that leaves you with a 40-second load time or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question. So there's kind of like, there's three parts of this initiative. The first part is improving WordPress at the core level. Right, WordPress platform, whether it is by you know, optimizing performance by default or providing APIs for developers to be able to leverage in their themes and plugins. Then the other part is trying to incentivize themes and plugins with very large user base. You know, I can name a few, but some of the themes are alone are three times the size of Wix, right? And so they have a huge footprint, and by them improving their own performance, it could really go a long way. So trying to incentivize these themes and plugins is really important. And then there's the work around the ecosystem, right? So we're starting to discuss, for example, there is a theme checker plugin. When developers upload a theme on the marketplace, there's a theme checker that goes and do some security checks and stuff like this. There's not much performance check at this time. And that's the same for plugins, right? There is not even a plugin checker, right? Should we do more in this space? Should we try to, you know, have kind of like a guardrail when developers submit themes and plugins and try to slowly improve the performance of the ecosystem around WordPress? That is a massive lever from my perspective.
There's been a lot there, right? We've had, you know, efforts around Tide with that. I know it incorporates things like the Lighthouse API. And I think just this notion of performance testing in your workflow is also still relatively young, I feel, for developers in the web at large. I think it's always been there, but I think like that at every step kind of integration, whether it be CI/CD or just like QA type stuff, is still relatively new. I think we're still getting our arms around it. But anyways, Thierry, this has been incredibly interesting. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to continue improving performance in the WordPress space.
Excellent. Well, so glad to have you here. We'll have to have you back. I'll go join hashtag performance in WordPress core Slack. If you'd like to check out more about what Thierry's up to, you can visit wordpress.org/plugins/performance-lab. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. And I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.